Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Parents seen smoking weed and doing this on their kids' Zoom classes.
Oh, extra where, ring.
Yeah.
Guess where?
I'm feeling saucy.
Oh, hi. I'm feeling saucy.
Boca Raton, Florida, elementary teacher Edith Pride is going viral for her comments during a school board meeting last week.
Oh, geez, Edith.
She shared a lesson for parents. Watch out how you appear in the background of your children's remote video computer classes.
That's awesome.
They'll get you every time. You got to make sure you have clothes on.
It's called wearing clothes in your house.
Some people have to learn that the hard way.
Yeah. Yes, including me.
A flapping sound in the background.
Only if you're running.
Right. Or dancing. One of the two.
She said, we've seen it all.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else. Parents, when you're helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands and cigarettes. The joint be big as a cigar. Oh, yes, we done seen it all.
I like Edith.
What kind of school we got over there?
She's a plain-spoken, very direct person.
Yes, she is. Big joints, like cigars.
Not taking any of it.
That's a spliff, boy.
Straight to the point. I like it.
Exactly right. No sugarcoating here.
Most parents are respectful of online class time. Teachers worry about the behaviors some kids are being exposed to in the online classrooms, including ankle monitors, beers, joints, and more.
I did have a parent that sat on the couch and we could see an ankle monitor on her leg.
Had a father, no shirt. Let me tell you, he looked 9 months pregnant, no shirt, drinking a beer
if he was
at
hot.
About 11:45 in the morning. Parents are smoking marijuana. I mean, I don't really care if people do that, but you shouldn't be in the screen doing that.
You could do it all you want. Just don't be on the screen.
Right.
Blow smoke rings off the side.
That's
fine.
That's a lesson of reality for the kids. Don't become like this guy.
Ankle monitor.
Yeah.
She's only got one room she can sit in. Legally.
That's my parameter.
She has to be near that phone in case it rings.
Right. Well, you know, meth does strange things.
But Ashley made a good point. Can you imagine any scenario where a male educator or Board of Ed guy would say she was sitting on the chair and she looked 9 months pregnant?
No.
Like, she was overweight.
Right.
Nope.
No.
Can't say that.
I also can't imagine her complaining if he was
hot.
Whoo!
Like Brad
play
Pitt.
Play some music. That would be good. Just saying.
What is wrong with you?
This is why you're not an educator.
Exactly. I'm offended
saying.
Now. Thank you. I'm offended you just said that.
You're
treating guys like objects.
Your teachers must be like,
what happened?
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. They just kept writing, get her out of here.
It would be the perk of the day. Can you imagine?
I wish we had a recording of like a parent-teacher conference Mama G and Papa G had back in the day. We can't reach Ashley. I don't know. Yeah, don't worry about her.
Yeah.
She'll be here every day.
Chelsea's the star.
Yeah.
I think it was.
She's going to get the pool table.
The conversation was, this is your fault. No, this is your fault.
No, you know what? The educators were expecting someone to come in with an ankle monitor and a no shirt and smoking a joint.
Right.
And then a lawyer and a college professor come in and it's like, wait a minute.
What happened here?
What
happened here? What happened?
Florida.
Are we going to be surprised? Are we going to be surprised?
We should have a wager.
I feel like there's no surprise here.
We should have a wager. Dollar bet.
We're talking about the album that every teenager should listen to.
Yes.
And we're going to ask Boss Keith. He didn't want to call in because his phone sucks, and then I yell at him, and then he yells at me.
Right. So, it gets really nasty over here.
You will hear that.
All right. Well, we know what a fan of U2 he is.
Right. I bet you he seconds my vote.
Right.
You can vote, yes.
It would be a shock, complete shock, if he doesn't pick U2. My guess is going to be the Joshua Tree album. He continuously talks about that album.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to go Coldplay.
All right, let's take a listen.
Seeing that you hate my phone, I figured this was the easiest way to do it. What album should every teenager listen to? Now, I'm sure AJ has already said Rat, the one with Wade Cool Jr. on it.
That was a good song. Wade Cool Jr. is a good song, damn it.
He knows you so well.
So is Body Talk, just so you know.
It's the song that got airplay because they had a couple of other good songs, and the record label said, you got to play this song. This
yeah,
is the first release.
Hey, I loved it.
This is the beginning of the end, Way Cool Jr. All right, go ahead.
Such a classic. I'm sure Chaz has said some terrible album from the Eagles.
You two sucks.
Ooh, those teens love Hotel California.
Oh, Hotel California is a good one.
That'd I'm surprised one. No one's mentioned that yet.
Right.
Yet.
It's a little deep for teenage.
It is.
Right?
Yeah. I would think.
Maybe later in life.
Right.
But like,
right,
I picked Van Halen.
Very depressing
one,
life. Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
Now, obviously, the easy answer is U2, the Joshua Tree.
Right.
But I don't know.
I knew it.
I'm 15 and I'm into Juice WRLD and Marshmello. I don't think I'm into Joshua Tree.
15. So are you still drinking juice?
Well, it depends. The gin
juice
involved?
Boxes?
Isn't that?
Gin and juice?
Yeah. Juice WRLD
artist.
Yeah.
What is it?
Juice WRLD is an artist.
Okay.
This is why I said nothing.
Am I the only one on the show who didn't know that? Oh, boy. I'll be over here with my porridge and my rocking chair.
Put the fire on, Martha.
This will be real fun. Do you want to
wait,
try to...
Wait, does anyone know Juice WRLD that doesn't have kids?
Do you want to try to spell Juice WRLD?
No, I have a feeling I don't.
It's Juice WRLD.
Oh, like they let the O at
like the weekend without the E.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD.
And Marshmello is another artist, just so you know.
I love
talking about s'mores.
Yes.
He's still drinking juice.
How you doing?
That was great.
Boy, I feel like we could play that moment at 9:20 in Dumbass News. And we might. All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hello. I don't think I'm into Joshua Tree. So I will say that it's either one of two, Nirvana's Nevermind or Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction.
How do you not
see,
pick one?
See, yeah.
I was going to bet he was going to say somebody else. Damn it. Money lost. Damn it. Could have had $4. No, $3.
It's all about AJ.
Oh,
who
stop it, voice
cares
man.
What you were going to say.
Stop it, voice man.
You can't deny that one, AJ. That one was blatant.
Oh, bloody shorts.
Why can't he pick one? It's not even how we're playing. This is not how it's done.
I know. He ruined it all.
Wait, the boss ruined something? Oh, go figure.
Just pick one.
Like a vacation,
not the rules.
For example, yes.
He got away sneakily with saying three, even. Because he,
right,
mentioned Joshua Tree. He's like, I want to say that it's obvious, but nah.
He was thinking out loud.
You know, I lost my science point yesterday thinking out loud, so it doesn't count.
He named three albums.
Get over it.
Yeah.
So which one is it? We don't know.
He said Nevermind first. I say that's the one that he said.
Yeah, I'm going Nevermind.
I like Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction as a pick.
Like anything but Joshua Tree. There you go.
Right.
There's 15 more seconds.
What's on Joshua Tree?
Crap.
Who knows?
That's like my least favorite album.
Is that like Where the Streets Have No Name?
Old
and all
whiny,
that?
Wailey friggin' song.
It sounded just like him.
Thank you.
Where the Streets Have No Name. What else?
It's really the indecisive album.
I still haven't found what I'm looking for, With or Without You. Bullet the Blue Sky.
Right. Oh, that one. Bullet the Blue Sky.
All right, AJ.
Sorry, what?
We get it.
What?
AJ just likes singing.
Thank you.
No, but it's just noise, and it's annoying noise.
As the
more annoying than usual noise.
As the album is.
Red Hill Mining Town, that's like Keith's favorite U2 song.
Zero. Zero on a 10 scale. Go ahead. What else?
I think as a teenager.
No, not that. What else
I'm
is
sorry.
On the album?
In order, Where the Streets Have No Name, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, With or Without You, Bullet the Blue Sky, that's 1 through 4, Running to Stand
Still.
So, like,
the first three songs are, like, I have no, he's writing songs and doesn't, it's just like this pick from Keith. I can't make a decision.
Yeah.
First song is what?
Where the Streets Have No Name.
Right. So, Streets Have No Name, right? No, because no one can decide what to name the streets.
That's out east Long Island.
The next one is?
I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Can't find what I'm looking for.
That's his car keys.
I don't know which album I'm going to pick.
That's car keys.
Next.
With or without you.
With or without you.
That's
I
sex.
Can't make my mind up. This is why he loves this album. What else is on the album?
Bullet the Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Running to Stand Still.
Right.
Red Hill Mining Town.
I have no idea.
In God's Country. Trip Through. What is this?
Running to Stand Still is a parade.
Trip Through Your Wires.
Heard of that one.
One Tree Hill.
Oh, my God. What, a blast it must be hanging out with him on a Saturday night.
Yeah. Wasn't that a show? One Tree Hill?
Yes, it was.
That 2 seconds ago. Yes.
Chad Michael Murray.
Yes.
That came after the album. Exit and Mothers of the Disappeared.
Mothers of the Disappeared. Wow.
I'm getting for a band.
This sounds like one hell of an album
yes,
to me.
Yes, party.
And when I say hell, I underline hell, hell,
yes.
hell.
Raise
That's
the roof.
Joshua Tree.
Raise the roof.
It's boy. Hell!
One hell of an album.
All right, and then there's 15 seconds left on the boss's voicemail here.
Yes, there is.
I think as a teenager, those are big rock albums that speak to you. They're raw, they're unfiltered, they're pissed. I think those are the ones. I hope Ashley says Backstreet Boys, Millennium. Is that NSYNC? I don't know.
He doesn't even know if it's the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
Backstreet
That's good,
Boys,
though.
Boss Keith.
That gives some street cred.
We'll check in with Alan, who's actually the program director of this radio station. He's the one who picks the music, schedules the music, and let's see what he says. It's not going to be Backstreet Boys.
No.
We don't think so, no.
There is no way anyone's going to beat me today on dumbest things said on the show.
Well, it's early yet.
That is true.
Yes.
Yeah. Juice World. Who knew? Who knew? It's like 15. They're not drinking juice at 15.
They've graduated like Gatorade now, right?
15 is drinking and sucking that little straw out of a juice box.
Let's put vodka in there.
Oh, boy.
Which is the way to do, by the way.
Boomeranged and hit me in the head. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. We're talking about the album that every teenager should hear. Program director of WPLR. Alan Lamberti.
Buddy.
Alan.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alan.
Morning.
Alan.
All right. So clearly I have to make a decision based on Keith's nonsense because he chose three, which is preposterous and very Keith-like.
Yes.
Okay. So you know him.
So basically the answer, and it's an unquestionable, it's Nirvana Nevermind. There's no way it's anything other than that for a teenager. And I have a lot of reasoned arguments why that is the case.
You came prepared. Good.
So the first thing is, just like Appetite for Destruction, it's a hit parade. There's no bad songs. You know, usually a band's first album, like Appetite for Destruction, is all the hits because that's what gets them the record contract. That's the demo tape and everything like that.
Well, they had 10 years to write the stuff, right?
They did.
So they're working the clubs.
Yep.
Writing
yep.
songs, and so that first album has everything they've written since they were in high school.
Basically, the kitchen sink.
Right.
That was the original working title.
But Nevermind is the band's second album. So, like, they were a working band. They got a contract, and then they even got better as time went on. Plus, it sold millions and millions of copies. So, like, that's it. Like, it's Nevermind.
Yeah, it introduced the music genre. It brought all of that Seattle grunge in.
It did.
Music changed because of it. The music of the 90s is so different than the music of the, like, that's it. That's where the decade changes. It doesn't change on January 1st, 1990. It changes when Nevermind comes out.
Yeah, that's a good point. So that album was the death knell for hair metal.
Yeah, it was.
It was just bands with hairspray singing about Saturday night.
And having fun and having a life. To depression and flannel and, you know, not washing your
nothing
hair.
Nothing matters, man. Right. Burn it all down.
Right, smelling like patchouli oil, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, we went from ain't nothing but a good time to...
I hate your life.
Right.
Which, by the way, if you're a teenager, you kind of hate your life.
I was having a happy teenage life. Thank you.
Wow, it's sad but appropriate too that the lead singer of that movement, the band that fronted that movement, you know, he ended up killing himself.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, of course, it's a tragedy, and like nobody wanted that to happen. You know, but obviously he had a lot of demons going on.
Right.
But you know, like, kids need outlets. Kids need to hear those sort of things. And it's like, hey, I don't necessarily, like, feel alone.
I think they'd rather hear Juice WRLD. Really,
they really would. Yeah. While sipping on some juice, yo yo.
Now that I know what it is,
right?
All right, Alan. Good pick. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. All right, let's talk to a mayor of a major city. Which album he thinks teenagers should listen to? Mayor Mark of Danbury. Good morning.
Yeah, I feel said I got to be quick, so I'm going to be quick. Yeah, it's a great question. Okay, tremendous.
Are you going into a meeting at 8?
This is quick.
No. Phil yelled at me. All right, listen. Here's what I have. So I had, obviously, Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, Life After Death. Then I thought about Ready to Die, and both of those are great. And then I said, well, it's kind of like...
What songs are on that B.I.G. album?
Well, there's Sky's the Limit, More Money, More Problems.
Oh, that's right?
On Life After Death, right? Yeah. And then Ready to Die, you got Big Papa, Juicy. Come on, these are great songs. Juicy.
I like that he's thinking outside the box. It's not rock. It's something else.
That's how he rolls, yes.
That's right. That's why I run. That's why I run this place.
Exactly.
Now listen. I have... Yes, thank you. Queen, Night at the Opera.
What's on that one?
Bohemian Rhapsody, You're My Best Friend.
Okay. Two.
All right.
What else is on
number
that
one? Number one. The Beatles, The White Album. While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Back in the USSR.
It's like ordering a white pizza.
Not everybody loves that album.
That's a stinker.
Apparently so, yes.
That album. I mean, there's some good stuff on there, but they were at the drugs and
Abbey Road's fantastic.
Dysfunction. Abbey Road is their best album, and it is their last album, even though Let It Be came out after Abbey Road and is officially their last released album. Abbey Road is their last studio album, and they knew they were breaking up, and they all talked, let's do one more album to show we still have it.
Let's make some money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The White Album does have some good songs on it.
What's on the White Album?
Back in the USSR.
Great.
Yep.
I'm not going
anywhere. My Guitar Gently Weeps.
But yep, Obla Di, Obla Da.
Hey, right there.
Yep.
Yep. Blackbird.
Yep.
Great. Did you look
Don't Pass Me By?
What are you doing?
I'm picking the songs that I like off the album.
Are you serious? Just read the goddamn thing. This is on your top 10 list of tomorrow morning, for Christ's sake.
Dear Prudence is on that. That's great.
I don't like these, so I'm not going to mention them.
Happiness is a Warm Gun. Another excellent song.
Yeah.
That's right. See, now, listen.
Is it a double album that deserves to be a double album, or could they have gone through the tracks? That's how I rate a double album. Like, there's very few double albums that should be double albums.
Helter Skelter.
I don't know if that one should be a double album.
Right.
It does have the birthday song on it, though.
It does.
Today's your birthday. I'm about to tell you.
Fine. Is your goal to annoy me today?
Yes, and apparently it's working.
Yeah, you're doing very good.
All right, Mayor.
Thank you.
All right, peace out. Have a good time. Phil, I'm going to punch you in your head when I see you. Goodbye.
Oh, okay.
Thursday, I'll be in the parking lot.
Nice.
All right, the governor wants your help.
I grab a box, or?
Oh, that, I'd be up there already.
I got my truck.
Yeah, I'd be first in line for that one.
I could take five of us.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. The governor has asked for you to put forward a name of someone who deserves a statue, someone from Connecticut. Do we have the tweet?
Besides himself?
I have the audio of the tweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about those empty pedestals around the state capitol for statues of Connecticut folks that made a big difference.
The empty pedestals, that's where there used to be statues.
Right.
And then because 8 people of 3 million complained, we decided to take them down.
They're down in a basement somewhere. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And around the country. There are a number of them. They're still empty.
Okay. A what of them?
A number of them.
A number of them.
There's a number of them. He was eating a bagel.
Fresh wine.
Go ahead.
And around the country. There are a number of them. They're still empty.
Why wouldn't you just stop and redo it? It's really not that hard. The whole thing's 30 seconds. Just recut it.
They got it. They knew what I meant.
Right.
Okay. RBG would have been perfect, but she's not really Connecticut roots. But I got a few other folks I've been thinking about. You know, right now it's a lot of guys up there, mainly political generals. One woman, Ella Grasso. So I like to think about a little more diversity in terms of the people who are up there and what they've done. Here are my three ideas, and I'd love to hear yours. Number one, Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Ooh.
All right. My guess is Phil is the only one on the show who knows that who that is, right?
Didn't she tell you what she's done?
Didn't she make muffins? No.
No.
No, I'm sure it's way more important than that.
Okay. Hold
on, Harriet Beecher Stowe is an author.
Oh.
An American abolitionist and author.
Oh, that's important.
Oh, she likes trees?
Best known for her novel Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Oh.
Wow.
Important.
That's I've heard of that.
That's which, okay.
Which depicts the harsh conditions for enslaved African Americans.
Oh, boy. Very important. Done. Right. That's easy.
Yep. All right. Check.
She gets a statue.
Okay.
Born.
First of all, that she doesn't have one already.
Yeah.
Seems to be a surprise,
that?
What's
up with that?
Absolutely.
Did they check?
It looks like born, died, lived her entire life in Connecticut. Born in Litchfield, died in Hartford.
Oh.
You know, it's funny. We have to feel bad for these statues that are there or not there. And they've been up there this whole time. Like, you got, what are you doing?
Right. The pigeon.
No one thought of this person this whole time?
Right. Now you just get to it, right?
Just now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, you're busy?
And by the way, with everything that's going on with pandemic and getting back to school and everything, this does seem like an important thing.
Oh, yeah, right. Top
what
tier.
What statue should we make?
Top tier, yeah.
No,
it might be a pandemic thing.
They should be on the top
and
of the list of what the governor's worried about right now.
This was his homework. He made a list. He put thought into this.
Yeah, how do I fill that one pedestal?
Back to school chaos.
Right, yes.
Restaurants closed, you know, bars.
Right.
Right.
Folks are losing their businesses, but, you know, the pedestal's empty.
We need to make some statues.
Right.
Okay, so she should get one.
Right, Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Right.
Hartford, Connecticut. Uncle Tom's Cabin. The little lady that started that big war, said Abraham Lincoln. It made a difference going forward in terms of the Emancipation Proclamation and civil rights around our country. Number two, Igor Sikorsky. You know, fled the Russian Revolution, arrived here in Connecticut, started up, obviously, invented the helicopter.
The helicopter.
Helicopter, right. I get helicopters.
He first invented the helicopter.
For the times you don't want to walk up the hill.
He invented the helicopter.
Right.
He said, the helicopter, not really working. It just gets up the hill. We need something that'll go up in the air.
Right, but his statue should have like a beanie on top and move a propeller on it.
I agree.
It goes with the wind?
Yeah. It's an interactive statue.
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
I love that.
That'd be cool.
I like that.
So you can also tell when it's windy.
Here's the problem with that, and it's never going to happen.
What is that?
One, he's a white man, right?
What's wrong with that?
So? Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, just saying. It's going to be some...
He made helicopters.
But some of these helicopters killed people.
Yeah, well...
Quite a few.
So do airplanes. So does food.
I'm just saying.
He made strides in technology.
We have Mr. Peanut, and people die from peanuts every day. End of story.
I don't get it.
No, that is true.
We have Mr. Peanut.
But we don't have a Mr. Peanut statue.
I think there is one.
In Connecticut?
Not in Connecticut, no. But
AJ, that was a commercial.
No. There's a Mr. Peanut statue. I know there is.
Look it up, Goose Boy. There's no real Mr. Peanut
statue.
Probably
for the planters, they probably have a Mr. Peanut statue.
Okay, outside the building, that would be a company logo.
Well, that's okay, but it still counts.
Okay.
Do we have a nut in them friggin', you know, in Hartford?
What?
Nothing. I need coffee.
I don't think you do. I think you need the opposite.
Much better. Thank you. So you're saying?
All right.
It appears that there is a small Mr. Peanut statue at the National Museum of American History at the Smithsonian. Made in the 1920s.
The defense rests. Still a statue, is it not?
Where is Mr. Peanut from? Where was he born?
Peanutville.
Where did he do all his work?
Probably a vine or something.
A vine?
Shut up, man.
How do peanuts grow?
Shut up, jerk. You know what? I'm going to make a statue, and it's going to be of a noose. And I'm going to hang a goose boy from it.
While away the hour, with the flowers.
And peanuts grow on vines.
I was getting out of window when you meet. But now it's 10 seconds if you don't shut your ass.
Hey, you want some peanuts?
You say things like I'm not going
to
beat the crap out of you.
Look at the good color on these peanuts, fresh off the vine from my garden.
Get your Christmas tree, get a pumpkin, get some wine. See, bringing in the fresh grapes.
From the tree.
You know, be awesome. Sniper fire right now in that window.
You're very violent right now.
Yes, I am, and I'm going to get more violent. I'm knocking off.
Where's Mr. Peanut from?
Pennsylvania.
See?
Really?
Yeah.
Not Connecticut, though.
I would think Georgia.
Yeah, I would think that too, yes.
Mm. Nope.
Yeah, but see,
Mr. Peanut's from Pennsylvania.
But my whole point is
Mr.
that
Mr. Peanut doesn't get a statue in Connecticut.
Right. No. My whole point is that they nuts kill people now with nut allergies. We have a statue. Why not have Igor Sikorsky? Because the helicopter is saying helicopters kill people.
All right. So I'm just, look, I'm all for Igor Sikorsky.
Oh, I think so too, man. That's a great idea.
A tremendous idea.
Go with it.
Change the world.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
However, I'm just pointing out the problems.
Employs a lot
that.
Of people.
Look, yeah. Just as a taxpayer, I don't want to make more. I don't want to spend money on more statues that are going to be taken down.
We see the cool helicopters like
Let's
every day.
Let's make sure it passes the, you know,
preliminaries.
Yeah, right. Thanks to their helicopters, our boss's meetings were actually better in his office. As he's talking, I was watching the helicopter fly by. Cool.
It's a joke for three people.
I swear, there's going to be my fist dent on your forehead before the show is over.
That would make a good statue.
It would.
All right, let's talk about this house that's for sale. Tommy Hilfiger's Greenwich Estate.
Oh.
That place is gorgeous.
Oh, my God, it's nuts.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's beautiful.
Jonathan Carbuti's on to tell us about this house. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
Good, thank you. $47.5 million.
Oh, my God. What's the commission on that one?
What is the commission on that? Depends on what they sign up for. When a house is that high,
right.
Is it the typical commission or that goes lower because it's so high?
Well, this is the luxury market. And remember, there's no typical commission. So I'm not even sure I want to go there on the commission side.
Gotcha. But either way, no matter what it's listed at or what the commission is, that's going to be a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's the perfect house.
Doesn't it really is. Sell it?
It's perfect. Help. It's on a freaking hill. You got a panoramic view of the Sound and Manhattan. I mean, it's sick.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a cool pool in the backyard.
That staircase what? Curves.
Oh.
One of the things that really surprised me was the antler motif designed room inspired by a European ski lodge that I never would have guessed Tommy Hilfiger would have had, would have an antler motif room designed.
Well, the good thing is when company comes, you don't put the coats in the bed anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Just hang with it.
The antler got it, yeah.
And you get your coat.
Hmm.
It looks like every room has its own, like, ecosystem. Everything's got its own theme.
Right.
It looks like old school Europe.
It does.
Right?
Yep.
It looks like he should be giving tours, guided tours of this house.
Yeah,
I'll take one. I'll take one.
What stuck out to you? The whole thing, but besides
yeah, I mean,
the antlers.
Well, the one room that really struck out to me was it almost looks like a piano room with the curved staircase mm-hmm. and the milled. The beautiful milled trim and dark paneled wood. I mean, that's probably my favorite room.
Wow. Beautiful fireplace.
And obviously, like, the Wimbledon inspired tennis court
right.
on the lawn.
With the hedges around it.
I mean, you get total privacy. You'd be, like, naked walk around. No problem.
Just imagine having this house, right, even if it's given to you.
Yeah.
The upkeep and the taxes on that, you'd have to be sick rich where you don't even know how much money you have to keep
right?
that going.
Yes, what would the yes. landscaping alone be on that?
Right. Just get a good mower.
Well, those houses.
I couldn't even imagine.
He doesn't do that.
Jonathan,
himself.
Those houses, you have a staff and that's all they do, right? They're property managers. They live probably on the property and they don't do other houses. They don't pull up with their trailer. They just live there. And so when you're away, they make sure everything's operating right. The house is clean.
They feed the cat. Yep, exactly.
It's funny. When I was 17, I used to work for a local landscaper, and he had a lot of accounts up in Greenwich. So I remember hopping on the back of this pickup truck and driving an hour and just cutting lawns on these estates that just was a different world to me. And I at 17 years old, I was always trying to imagine who lived in these homes. never cut any lawns at 30 John Street, this property, but homes that were comparable, yeah.
If you did, you just got done about 5 minutes ago.
So let me ask you, let's just say AJ hits the lottery, big, big money, crazy money, and
like
AJ
sick
says,
sick money, yes.
Jonathan Carbuti, I'd like you to show me this Tommy Hilfiger house.
Wait, what do I wear?
AJ goes through and loves it, what would you recommend the starting bid be?
That's a great question. I mean, this is going to be an emotional purchase. There will not be any comparable sales for a home like this. So I think it's going to come down to how emotionally he wants the house. I mean, you know, I may look at what the guy paid for the house. I mean, he paid $31 million for it back in 2010, but then he did a six-year painstaking renovation on the home. So I don't know how much he put into it.
So what would you, what are, because when you're buying a car, you kind of point out the things that aren't wrong or about it, right? So what do you do? You go through and what do you say? Well, you know, this antler room, I don't know. We're going to have to redo that.
I want a bunny room. I want little bunny ears.
Oh, my God. It's such a difficult question with this house because, I mean, obviously everything's, you know, the guy beautifully renovated the home. Everything's perfect, but yeah, it may not be to your taste. Again, it's going to be an emotional purchase. I think a house like this, it's going to be, it's not really even going to be about price. It's just going to be about whether you want it. And the guy is going to have a number in mind. And I know the seller is most likely going to be sticking to his guns as far as the price that he wants.
I mean, just the front door alone reminds me of Wizard of Oz when that guy goes, oh, come on in, come in, come in. I want that, just to say that. I even grow that freaking mustache. Oh, come on in, come in, come in. Why did you say so?
Why did you say so?
Why did you say so? Come on in.
That's a horse of a different color.
See, just for that I want.
Jonathan Carbeauty's on. Her Beauty and Company Realtors. We're looking at this Tommy Hilfiger mansion in Greenwich, $47.5 million. I think I'd start at 30 and say 30 with all the furniture and, you know, 30 day closing.
Just leave everything here.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about anything. And then they'll start picking through the stuff they want.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
I think one room, it looks like it's from India. The one, the red carpet, and it has all the stuff on the walls and the big screen. And all the pillows. I like that one.
Clearly the cinema room.
That is, yes, yeah. I would like to walk around that one.
Well, there's something on the screen, too. So you Photoshopped that stuff in, right, Jonathan?
I don't know.
So there's something on the screen.
Yeah.
So I remember I was selling a house in Bethlehem, and there was a TV mounted on this beautiful wood panel wall, and it's not the wood panel from the 70s. It's like 1700s wood panel.
Yeah, the real panel.
And they Photoshopped the TV out of the picture.
Wow.
So do you guys do that kind of stuff?
Oh, we do it all the time.
Right. Jonathan looked at the project house, and he went, he looked, he goes, no offense, Chaz, but we would stage this. It looks like a guy lives here. I'm like, yep, that's because I was in charge of decorating.
Exactly. It's
but this
man
is who
cave.
You want, right?
Yeah.
We were looking through.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
But he did.
No, but this is what you know you're dealing with a professional. It's like, you want to sell this thing. Let's get it looking right.
Yeah. Can we tell me bulldoze
well,
mine?
Jennifer and I love looking through properties on the app, so we're just looking for ideas for decorating or whatever.
I'm just nosy, but
and there was one house. Oh, I remember. We drove by, saw the sign, and I said, oh, I've always liked that house. What does it look like inside?
Yeah.
There's just clothes all over the place.
Oh,
like,
man.
Just a million knickknacks and
like
just
a
shovel. Like, who wouldn't say, hey, maybe we clean off this counter.
Right.
Right?
Or we just strike a match and go for the fire.
There's a lot of not-so-great agents out there.
Yes.
It's such a turnoff. It's such a turnoff.
Oh, you know, and these are the pictures.
Right.
It's one thing to say, clean your house when we're bringing people over. The pictures.
Right.
Yeah. Like, hey, we're sending a photographer over. A lot of times they don't even do that. You could tell they're using their cell phone.
They just stuff that.
How about clean up?
Yeah, just like put everything in a closet.
Yeah.
Just stuff it in there.
Have you ever had a sale, Jonathan, where somebody comes in and says, I'll take the house exactly the way it is with all the furniture?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
really?
I've had people. It's funny you say that. I have a house in Madison that we just put under contract in 48 hours, and we had it professionally staged, and they thought that the furniture was owned by the owners, and they want all the furniture.
Oops.
Wow.
And actually have them talking to my stager to possibly purchase some of the pieces.
Awkward.
That's great.
Nice.
Well, that's better because the stager is in the business of buying and selling furniture to stage houses, so that's an easy one.
Yeah, I had a junk guy come to my house and want my old stuff, too. So.
I was in real estate in the 80s, and I sold this million-dollar building in Bridgeport.
Really?
And it's funny what folks argue over. The deal almost came apart at closing over a couch.
Oh, really?
Really?
Right, because the buyer wanted the couch in the lobby.
Uh-huh.
And the owner, you know, it just gets down to these nickels and dimes. Like, no, I want to win this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, I'll buy the couch.
Right.
I'll buy a better couch.
Right. I don't care.
Any couch you want.
Right. I'll take an IKEA right now.
This ain't coming apart now. We it's have a $17,000 commission for me.
You are buying this place.
You are not.
We have a saying for that in real estate. It's called the smaller the reward, the bigger the fight. Always. That's our
right.
mantra.
Isn't that weird?
People get focused on the things that they can't have.
Oh,
even
yeah.
though they don't want
like
them.
That cookie.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's weird. All right. So, that's boy, that's some house. It's weird that it's so big, 13,000 square feet, and only six bedrooms. You would think there'd be like a million bedrooms.
Yeah, well, like folksing all the time. So.
Well, you need room for the movie theater and stuff like that.
Instead, right. in the India room. Thank you very much.
That's
yes.
true.
That is wonderful, the garbage.
That's true.
Thank you.
Well, the nice thing about this, a purchase like this, Jonathan, would be the buyer's not going to come through and say, yeah, how much is the electric bill each month?
Yeah.
You know, like, how
factoring
much is it,
that in.
How much is it to heat this?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they just come in like, yeah, whatever. Doesn't okay. matter.
Do you have cable over here?
Right. Yeah. All right, Jonathan, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it, brother.
Thanks for having me,
All
as
right,
always.
Thank you. Market's very hot now, right?
It's a hot market, guys. It's still a hot market. We awesome. Listed four homes before the weekend. All four sold, three over asking.
Oh, my God. Over
what?
Asking?
What? Really?
But we had a property in New Milford that went $40,000 over asking price.
$40,000.
And I wasn't bidding on it.
When is the last time you saw the market in Connecticut this hot?
I've been in business for 23 years, and I've never seen it like this. It's different than it was in 2005 and 6.
Huh.
I'm still trying to put my finger on it.
Huh.
Wow. Hmm. Won't last forever. So
it won't.
All right. Jonathan, thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.